at the Ray's condo because it stops. Well, you have to cut them down. I knock them down here, but anyway, you have to cut them down. And then, when you do that, you plow your ground up. Rain gets out. When you start, knocking spots. That's what they call it. Long about January and until about the middle of February. And after then, you tie your ground, start plowing your ground up on the dry graves that you can get. But it used to rain so bad that, from what I can remember, it would be wet too. And they couldn't decide when they want to have dry, because if it's wet, you can't plow.
I can't plow much.
No. And then after you plow it up, you get with that double plow, you take your mule, you get your mule, you have a mule, plow with a mule. We didn't even buy no tractor back there, the tractor come down later.
Uh-huh.
And you, after you plow it up, you get your mule, you get your hair out there, and they call it a harrow. Okay. People want iron thing. Yeah. And you hook your mule, see it, two mules. And you drag all the clods and thing off your roads then. That'd be along about mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you do that, well, the last of March, you plant you some cones. And about the 1st of April, coming up to Easter, every Easter was in March, you start planting your cotton. And you plant your cotton with a plant.
Mm-hmm.
And you plant your cone with the platter too. If you didn't drop it, but many times I have dropped coal with my hand out of a bucket.
Oh, really?
Go down the road. Uh-huh. And then you take your double plow, or still plow it up, you go out and plow it all over. If you don't get a chance to do that, you could take your double plow and run a little, but it's just something that you do, just like you take your hoe and over little ditch dream.
Mm-hmm.
And you drop that cone in it, and then you take the plow and you cover that cone over with that date.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put on another sweep. I used to know the numbers of the sweeps, but I can't remember them now.
Okay.
The numbers of the sweep. But you put on a bigger sweep. Some of them would be number 2, some would be number 3, some would be number 4, some would be number 5. But anyway, you put it on, and you would go bust the mills out there. That's what they call bust the mills out, and it would run you go up and down that rope about twice. If you cover the cone over with one, that's one mill. At least that's, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Big a dish, it's something like a dish, with that plow. And drop that cone, and then you cover it up. And then you put on, I think it's a 3-inch or 4-inch one sweep on the plow. And then you go down that row again twice, and you bust the mills. That's what they call bust the mills. But when you bust the mills, you done made your row. You done covered your cone up, you done bust the mills where you got you some rows. Where you do that and all that cone, you done drop with hay. But now if you plant it with the plow, you have to get it all in there. You have to get it all in a major row and drag it off if the ground is close.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you get your fan in and open. You get that little scooter. Take the scooter and open the ground. And you take your fan and hopper and plant your corn and plant your cotton. And then you can take your fan if you grab and drag your ground off. If it had a little stuff, you put on that plow and it caught a little open. It would open the ground. It would be up here and be hooked to a plow some kind of way. It would open the ground and the cotton or the cone would be dropping out the plow. And then it had something on the edge of the plow to turn that dirt over to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the first thing. That's in planting your crop.
That's the first thing.
That's the first thing.
Okay.
When you... So you kind of come up, or you kind of come up, whichever one it may be.